It has been quite the ride, and it will look to continue tonight for the Milwaukee Brewers. It's Kyle Brust and Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust, alongside Kyle Wallace with Strofe running the show. No Brad Nortman, but somebody with a championship to his name is in his seat, as Brad is a Super Bowl 50 runner-up, and a runner-up in everything he's done. The champion is Bobby Portis. Bobby, welcome into Kyle Brust and Nortman. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate y'all for having me, bro.
Of course, of course. You know, right now the city of Milwaukee is very much rallied behind the Milwaukee Brewers.
Same here, man. I'm here too, man.
I know you are.
I'm right there behind you.
Oh, I love that.
And when you think about the run that you guys had winning the championship and even beyond that, what does this city just mean when you see not only them supporting what you've done, but what this team is doing right now?
Man, just sports in general just bring people together, right? Like when you from a place when, you know, like I'm from Arkansas, right? From Little Rock, Arkansas. I wasn't fortunate like you guys to have a pro team, right? So mm-hmm. where I'm from is the Arkansas Razorbacks. That's like our pro team is the college team, right?
So you say Pig Suey?
Yeah, Woo Pig Suey.
Oh, Will Pig Suey. My bad.
Woo Pig Suey.
Get it right, Pig.
You know, I'm a Northern boy. Suey. There we go.
So, like, being from here, you guys have pro teams and things like that. So, you guys kind of really have that opportunity to really rally behind guys. You know, kids have an opportunity to meet pros at an early age and get that inspiration and drive and things like that. So, it's kind of cool to see a town really, really just rally behind their troops and their teams like that and really support them, man. You know, it's a blessing, too, at the same time.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because you're here in Milwaukee. You've chosen to be here for a long time, and you're doing something today at Hype Boys from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., so you can pop on over tonight. You can get an underdog starter kit, buy one, get one half off. The $12 zone, it's the same energy, smaller tag, but once it's gone, it's not coming back. There's the underdog mystery box. You're going to be in person, and you know what is it like for you going to events like that? Because you just mentioned growing up, that wasn't an opportunity you had.
Yeah, man. I just think it's kind of cool, man, to kind of like to have a platform to start a brand just in general, right? Just to have a drive and something that you are passionate about, which is, you know, my brand just is all about my story and all about guys that's kind of, you know, walks the same, you know, streets like me, you know, come up from similar backgrounds like me, guys that's, you know, maybe not from similar backgrounds like me, but are underdog in just their own similar way. So it's like a powerful statement. I carry that and hashtag it out to everything I tweet, out to everything I Instagram, on social, wherever it is. I've been doing that since like 2012, 2011, bro. It's 2025. I've been talking that same story and drive. So it's just something I'm passionate about and just the mantra and meaning behind it. So I started a clothing line with it. And it started in 2020. We got up kind of, you know, say got up to a rocky start with the pandemic.
Yeah.
You know how that era was, man. That was a crazy times in our nation. But, you know, fast forward to 2025, man, we're just, you know, curating good vibes, giving guys a chance to come in and have some fun with us and, you know, shop with the brand.
Yeah, so what made you want to do something like this here in Milwaukee to have this massive markdown at the Hype Boys here in downtown Milwaukee for the official underdog pop-up? What made you want to do it for the community?
You know, in the $12 zone, that's going to be $9 zone. You know,
oh, wow.
You know, number nine, BP number nine.
Makes sense.
You know, so just chilling. But, you know, we're just trying to make everything make sense. It's fun. And then, you know, just, you know, all for the fans as well, you know, a lot of merch of myself that, you know, we're, you know, just, you know, getting into the revamp mode. We are, you know, transitioning into a real clothing line. So it's going to be real fun, man, just to see our revamp and what we're going to do. And, you know, I'm excited for the future, man, just, you know, looking forward to it and always just thinking bigger picture. That's what, you know, over the years, how I've grown, just thinking bigger picture on things and, you know, shooting for the stars and going for it.
Yeah, as Bobby Portis, the mayor, joins us here on Kyle Brust and Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Bobby, a lot of talk throughout the entire offseason, and we're obviously into August. Have you had a chance to speak with Giannis recently?
Yeah, I talk to Giannis all the time. That's my teammate.
I mean, people, you see the national reports, you see people trying to find reasons why Giannis will not be here. Do you have a confidence that he will be with you?
Hey, I think Giannis bleed green. That's all I can say.
That's all you can say. Okay.
That's fair.
Because that's the one thing as a Bucks fan, you know, that's one thing we're thinking about. Because for me, I want to know how close you think we are getting back to the finals. That 2021 dream run was incredible. You were part of it. You had the whole crowd screaming, Bobby, Bobby. How close do you think this team is to getting back to that level of basketball and making it back to the NBA finals?
I mean, what's wrong with our team?
You think y'all close?
I mean, why can't we do it this year?
I feel you. Just the last couple of seasons, we know we've been
what's
down.
What's wrong with our team? The only thing that's wrong with us is people been hurt. You know, we win a championship. 2022, K-Mid go down. You know, we losing 7 to Boston. 2023, you know, first round, Giannis tries to dunk on K-Love, comes down, hurts his back. Won't have big fella. 2024, Giannis hurts his leg against the Celtics in a regular season, then doesn't play another game because, you know.
Dame as well.
You know, then come back this year. Like, we ain't been really healthy. So, I don't make excuses, but that's just what the tables was for us. So, why can't we do it this year? You know, with health, all you need is health and good wealth and, you know, good blessings. And, you know, the healthiest team is the ones that's standing at the end. So, we just got to be one of those fortunates and, you know, go out there and just build as the season grows. Start now. Get in contact with one another, you know, once, you know, September comes into the fold, guys, you know, primarily come back into, you know, their, it's their markings and come back and, you know, get into the fold with, you know, their teammates and all that. So why can't we do it this year? I don't see nothing wrong with our team. I see all these memes with guys talking about put your finger over Giannis and look at who's around. Well, I see a whole lot of guys that can do a lot of things live dribble. I see a whole lot of guys that can, you know, create for themselves. I see a whole lot of guys that have a point to prove, and that's counted out. Like, and I don't see nothing wrong with it.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because when it comes to who's left from 2021, it's you and Giannis. And so when you're talking about covering Giannis and looking at all the other players, who are you most excited about that, you know, people may not be thinking about, because it's been a transition of Chris is no longer here. Obviously, Dame is gone, Drew a while ago. So when you look at your team now, who is somebody that excites you of maybe they haven't shown what they're going to bring this team the coming year?
Yeah, man, I'm excited for a guy that wears number 9. His name is Bobby Portis.
That's my guy.
I'm very excited for him, man. Like, you know, he's been very counted out. He's always, you know, been a leader, but now he's out to show his leadership qualities, and that'll have to stand out a lot more. You have to bring the young guys with them and uplift them and help them, you know, get on the right path. And, you know, he has a big task. So I'm excited for him just in a different way other than basketball, more so off the court and being a leader and holding the team accountable and making sure every day is a okay, we got to be 1% today. How can we get better? Like, every day, you know, like to win a championship. Like, you talked about winning a championship. Like, I won one before, and that – excuse my French, bro. That shit doesn't start like in April, bro. That shit starts in September, bro. So, you know, like I'm excited for, you know, winning the championship before, like you said, being one of the last two that's here. I hate saying that, but, you know, being with Giannis that's still here, like having to lead, like I'm excited for that part for me, just in general, just besides basketball.
Is that one of the reasons why you decide to stay in Milwaukee?
Yeah, I got a passion for the city, though, yeah. For real. Like when you do something for a town, when a town accepts you, like it's accepted me, like when you get a chance to just be yourself every day, like it's hard finding a team, bro. It's hard finding a home in sports, and not just in basketball, but in any pro team, bro. When you find a team, bro, that really values you, that really – let you be you on an everyday basis. Like, you can ask players that's probably like really good in ball, like, but he can't be him fully self, so he can't blossom and get paid, or blossom and impact winning, or blossom and get minutes. Like I'm comfortable in who I am. I found myself as a player in basketball, and it's nothing like peace and happiness. So I got all those qualities. So I ain't got no complaints at all, for real.
Yeah, as Bobby Portis joins us here on Kyle, Brustin Hortman, it's interesting that you say that, because a lot of times when people talk about contracts or what team they're going to play for, is being in this city something that played a part in your mindset? Because a lot of people just think, well, whatever money's best, I'm going to.
Nah, so like I've always been a player that kind of looked at myself as like one of the best players. I don't care what nobody say. I think I'm the guy. I think I kind of showed how I play. Like, I might shoot extra shot. I might break a play and try to play one-on-one. Like, I'm just, I always looked at myself as one of those dudes. Even though someone else might not view me as one of those dudes, my swag and confidence always been, I'm him. Like, I've McDonald's All-American. I'm player of the year in college. Like, I've always had that swag about myself. So, like, I never really needed nothing but a chance and opportunity. And they gave me that, so I give my all back. That's all it is.
Well, we've seen Thanasis throw out a first pitch at a Brewers game. He hopped it in there. Do you have any interest in getting out there in front of all the people that love you? I mean, we'd love to see you throw out a first pitch. Have you been to a game?
I threw one out a couple years ago, man, after we won a championship, man. I threw one out, man.
How was it?
It was pretty good. I would give myself an A, but I can do better. But
wish I could relate.
I saw the man. Shout out Pat Connaughton too, man. I saw the PC one. Man, I don't want that to happen to me, man. Social media is crazy, man. I don't want to be a meme.
No, man, you ain't gonna be the only meme you are, Bobby.
Because right now the competitive buff. If I get on that, I don't watch so much baseball the last 2 years now. I became a big baseball advocate. Like, I go to baseball games. Have a great time. I went to the Yankees and Marlins game last Friday.
Oh, okay.
It was 12-13.
Oh, yeah, that one was
that
crazy.
That was crazy. I seen a grand slam and everything in one game, bro. I'm talking about top five moment, probably sports moment I've been to. Yeah. But that was a vibe.
Do you have a guy you identify with that you love watching with the Milwaukee Brewers?
I would say Ortiz.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Yeah, because he's gritty, good defender. I like that. You know, Bobby, because I know you've been in Milwaukee. Yeah. You become Mr. Milwaukee. There's something that my boys do here.
Talk to me.
So what they do is they don't let me do it because, you know, they started it. And they do this Brewers chant. And you the mayor of Milwaukee. And I know everybody want to hear you do something like this. Come on.
This is going to be good.
You know, talk to me. Let's get
the
it, man.
The mayor of Milwaukee, baby. That's what I love.
Yes,
isn't it
sir, great
to be in a city where you have so much energy behind the Bucks, behind the Brewers, and also the Packers? I mean, I know you said you're from Arkansas. You know, it's special to have that energy. You just feel it.
Man, I feel it every day, man. As soon as I touch the city, I feel it. So that's just the vibe it give off. And, man, it's just good to be in a sports town where they appreciate their players. Like, you don't have to be the star player here to get appreciated. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, most cities you play in, man, you have to be one or two options on the team, and some guys on the team never get love. Like, you can be the fourth, fifth team guy on the team, and you might see him. You might see 8-9 people with his jersey on in the stands. You know, he might get some love, too. So all those little things kind of add up when it comes to feelings as a player. You always want to feel appreciated. You always want to feel like someone matters, someone cares, and, you know, a town like this gives you all those aspects.
Well, I can't wait to see
you're feeling
Bobby
the love
year,
right
man.
Now on YouTube at ESP Milwaukee and at ESP in Madison. We love you, Big Bob. Love that he gave us a Brewers. And make sure you come to the massive markdown sale. It's the official underdog pop-up shop
tonight,
6 p. to 9 p.
Pull up, it's going to be
at the Hype
vibe.
Boys. It's 224 West Wisconsin Ave. In Milwaukee, tons of, you said it's not $12, it's $9 for the number.
Yeah, $9 for the number, man, making everything make sense.
Man of the people.
I love number 9 too, man. That's my number. It's like it's special to me now.
We've done some special things in it. We look forward to seeing those special things continue on and off the court. Bobby Portis, thanks so much for joining us. And stop by Hype Boys tonight, 6 to 9 p.m. for the official underdog pop-up shop. We appreciate you, Bobby.
Yes, sir. Love, love, love. See y'all tonight, man.
Brewers! Brewers!
Underdog. Let's get it,
this
baby.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
What's going on? Big, come on.
It's getting tough. It's getting slow.
Ben, don't be pathetic. Your father's with your baby. They're listening. You gotta
know
be better.
I'm at, but I'm giving it my all. I don't know what you're at either.
Stop humping the ground.
Yeah.
Get up.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.